This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your airport information service for the week. We've got a story today that every pilot, every airport operator, and frankly, every traveler in the country should be paying attention to. So let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Gear, apparel, and gifts for the aviation obsessed. Check them out. Here's what you need to know. There is a proposal on the table right now that could strip international flight status from as many as 11 major United States airports. We're talking about some of the biggest names in American aviation. John F. Kennedy International, Los Angeles International, Chicago O'Hare, San Francisco International, and several others. The proposal comes from the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has suggested that the federal government may pull customs and border protection officers from airports located in cities that have been designated as sanctuary cities. Without CBP staffing, those airports cannot process international arrivals. No customs officers, no international flights. It is that simple from an operational standpoint. Now, I want to be clear about what we're going to do here on ATIS. We are not going to wade into immigration politics. That is not what this show is for. What we are going to do is talk about what this means for aviation infrastructure, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Let's start with the direct impact. If an airport like JFK or LAX loses its international status, even temporarily, the ripple effects on the national airspace system would be enormous. JFK alone handles tens of millions of international passengers every year. Those flights don't just disappear, they have to go somewhere. They reroute to other airports. Airports that may not have the gate capacity, the ramp space, the ATC staffing, or the ground infrastructure to absorb that volume overnight. Think about what that means for general aviation pilots operating in and around those airspaces. You could see significant changes in traffic flow, arrival and departure procedures, temporary flight restrictions, and increased congestion at alternate international ports of entry. If you're flying into or out of any Class Bravo airspace near one of these 11 airports, you would want to pay very close attention to how this develops. Now let's zoom out even further. This situation highlights something that GA pilots and airport advocates have been talking about for decades. Airport infrastructure in the United States is not just a local asset. It is a national system. When you threaten one node in that system, you stress the entire network. We've seen this play out with weather events, with sequestration furloughs of controllers back in 2013, and with COVID staffing shortages. The system is interconnected, and it is more fragile than most people realize. For those of you who operate at reliever airports or satellite fields near these major hubs, there's another angle to consider. If international traffic shifts to new airports or increases at secondary fields, GA operations could get squeezed. We've seen this pattern before. When airline traffic increases at an airport, GA tends to get pushed down the priority list. Hangar availability tightens. Landing fees go up, operating hours for GA get restricted. It is a slow squeeze, but it is real. This affects you if you fly internationally out of any of these airports. It affects you if you're based at or near one of them. And honestly, it affects you if you care about the long-term health of the national airport system. Because once you start treating airport infrastructure as a lever for policy disputes unrelated to aviation, you set a precedent. And that precedent could be applied to other airports for other reasons down the road. So what should you do? First, stay informed. Watch the notices to air missions, the NOTAMs, for any of these affected airports. If you have international flights planned through JFK, LAX, O'Hare, or any of the others on this list, have a backup plan. Know your alternate ports of entry. Second, if you're an airport advocate, and every pilot should be, make your voice heard through your alphabet organizations. AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, the National Business Aviation Association. These groups are tracking this closely and they represent your interests in Washington. Third, and this is the bigger picture item, remember that airport closures and threats to airport infrastructure come in many forms. This one is making national headlines because it involves the biggest airports in the country. But smaller GA airports face existential threats all the time, from development pressure, from noise complaints, from funding cuts, from local politics. The principle is the same. Once an airport is gone, it is almost never coming back. Protect the infrastructure. As of right now, this remains a proposal. No CBP officers have actually been withdrawn. No airports have lost their international status. But the fact that it is being discussed at this level tells you how quickly the landscape can shift. We will keep watching this one and bring you updates as they develop. That is your ATS for today. This story was sourced from Simple Flying's reporting on the DHS proposal affecting 11 U.S. airports. As always, we encourage you to read the original reporting for the full details. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by pilots who care about keeping the aviation community informed. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay plugged in on this one. The decisions being made today about airport infrastructure will shape the system we all fly in for years to come. Fly safe, Radio Hangar. Keep the blue side up.